What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Oh, the pain and agony last night in Fenway Park. Teoscar Hernandez as the Dodgers beat the Sox 5-2 last night. And, you know, I said to start the show today, it just felt like there was no urgency last night from the Red Sox at all, particularly the bats. I thought Bayo pitched well enough to win, but we know what Bayo is. He needs some help. He needs run support. Garrett Crochet doesn't get run support sometimes. He is elite enough to sort of will you to win. You get him a run or two. Hell, sometimes that's enough. That's not Brian Bayo. He's a good pitcher, but he needs help. You know, he gave up 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks. He struck out 5 for 5 1/3. I just felt like, you know, it wasn't his greatest performance ever, but if he gets some run support, maybe he could keep him in the game longer. And I thought he pitched well enough, certainly, to win with run support. He didn't get it. And so now it's a question of, what are you going to see offensively from this team tonight? What are the bats going to do? Because we already know what Garrett Crochet brings. We already know what Garrett Crochet is going to do. You don't think that guy's getting up for a head-to-head matchup with Clayton Kershaw? Are you kidding me? You're going to see the best of Garrett Crochet tonight. So really now it just comes down to, how do you believe this team, or do you believe this team will even add at the trade deadline? Do you think they can improve? 617-779-7937. What do you have on your wish list for the Red Sox at the trade deadline? So we're talking Sox all show long. I'm here till 6. I'll come back around to it later on in the program. I want to skate to the ice now gracefully. We have Casey Hudson here in studio with me at Fenway. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Get at me if you want to send me any messages there as well. I'm always available. Case, where can they reach you on social media, by the way?
I don't know why I said
@um.com.
Yeah, definitely not that. It would be at the Sports Case, KASE, and that's across all of the socials. I don't know why I completely drew. What is social media right now?
I mean,
now?
To be honest, I feel like I should have been in the era of like black and white TV and radio. I cannot stand social. I see the importance of it. It's just not for me. I don't like it.
In fact, honestly, if it was not such a large part of my job,
yes,
I wouldn't be on it much.
That's what I was going to say.
You know, I'm off work when I post absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Even a story, like, you don't know what's going on.
We're similar in that way. It's something we share in common, but we're very rare.
Yeah.
Like, most people, like, this is, I think people get so much validation and attention and the likes and all that from social media, and it can, I've seen it ruin a lot of people. I've seen the comment section ruin a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
You start reading comments in our business? You start reading the comments? Oh, my God.
I got banned from reading the comments.
Well, the good thing about me is I've never gave a rat's ass what anyone thought of me anyway. So it kind of actually worked out to be in this field in a way. 617-779-7937. We're going to talk some Bruins with you. The Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your local New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including F-Series, the official truck of the Red Sox. There's a big, beautiful one sitting outside of the studio. Casey was trying to find me, and I had no idea how to get her to me. And I just said, do you see a big Ford truck? And she said, yes. And I said, behind that, you'll find me. And she did.
Leave it to me to find the truck.
Yeah.
All other directions, challenged.
I know. I apologize. It wasn't like finding a pot of gold. There was nothing I could do about that. It was nothing but disappointment.
I found a friend.
It was nothing but disappointment on the other side of that truck for you. All right, let's talk Bruins here. I want to start with Marco Stern because, I mean, obviously we can get into offseason and the players, and I do want to go there. Mm-hmm. But you and I've noticed, like, some personal things about him. So one thing I want to get into that I noticed at the introductory press conference was he played here, obviously. His family loved it here, even though he left in his career for other opportunities.
Right.
He stayed centered to here. Mm-hmm. His family stayed here. You and I noticed, no one else really talked about that. You and I locked in on that.
Right.
What is it about that you think will help him do his job as a coach?
Because I think that there's this understanding of Boston sports culture because it very much is true to form and it's one of one, Boston sports culture.
Yes, it is.
So for him to have an understanding of that, having been a player, having been a part of, you know, strong teams here, but also building out his building out his coaching experience over on the West Coast with like a different kind of team, a team that's been more open-minded to where the NHL is going, how the landscape is changing, getting a bit younger, how opportunities and development are coming about differently. I think that it's the perfect integration of respecting original six, having enough of the original six culture and identity while bringing, you know, an original six team into what the new landscape is about to be for the NHL.
Yeah.
I talked about it on a Bruins podcast, I think last week, but it's just like having those coaches that can kind of bridge the gap between, you know, the old school hockey we all love so much, but also where hockey is going. It's extremely important because these kids are being more vocal on playing time and when they want to play, and getting opportunities out the gate. Like once they get drafted, they're looking to make an impact right away.
Yeah.
Isaac Howard being what his situation was, not signing with Tampa Bay because he didn't feel like he'd hit the ice fast enough. Like you have to have the right kind of coach to be able to minimize those situations and give players hope and communicate. Tell them what you need, help them get there faster, and don't kind of leave them in a blank space, which is what Marco Sturm has preached, but also everyone who has been around him as he started his coaching journey to get him here to Boston.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing, obviously, is developing the young players. I'll ask you about free agency in a minute, but let's go with the draft. I mean, what were your takeaways from the Bruins draft? If I remember correctly, I remember actually complimenting you on Twitter because I was watching your tweets during all the draft for the Bruins, and I was getting so much insight from you tweeting that stuff. And I remember telling you that I appreciated your hard work, actually, because you were very informative in terms of the players that the Bruins were drafting. I thought that was very insightful, so job well done there. I've told you privately, I'll tell you now for everyone. But as you look back and reflect on the draft, I don't know, you know, in our thing, we always say, like, what grade would you give? Winners and losers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, kind of putting a bow on it. How would you evaluate what the Bruins did at the draft now that it's behind us and we look at it?
Oh, my gosh. I still hold them in very high regards for how they piece together their draft picks because, of course, all of us are very high on James Hagans and what he's going to do when he finally puts on that B sweater. And I know a lot of us are kind of leaning towards hopefully seeing him in that April area.
Yep.
But it's going to be a testy season with how the dynamic is changing in college hockey. Now you have CHL players that can declare D1 this August. So the competitiveness is going to change. Now he can be more of that pivotal leader. You know, you got Leno gone, you got Perreault gone. So I'm excited about him. I think we all are. We talked about it quite a bit. The guy's an absolute slot machine, and it's going to be amazing to see how that translates to the NHL pace. Taking away from James Hagans, the next one, you're going to have William Moore at BC with him this upcoming season. So I've already gone on and on about how competitive college hockey is going to get. That's going to only make these kids better when they finally hit the NHL ice. But what I liked, and I think probably one of the compliments that you handed off is like, I always like the intricacy of some of these players.
Yes.
Like, what's the standout going to be? Because right now we can only say so much about what this Bruins team is going to be, but I like to try to find a little optimism in it. William Moore down the stretch when he's finally ready for his NHL portion of the career. Classical piano players, people who can play instruments, a lot of times families kind of intertwine that in their young kids because yep. it helps translate to sports in a lot of ways. So yep. classical, as intricate and complex as that is, it helps you with patterns,
yep.
recognition, and that's something that he can take to the ice because he can start recognizing patterns of the players that he's going against, and he's known to be a decisive passer, but also deceptive passer. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about somebody that can add creativity to the lineup when his time comes. Mm-hmm. So really excited about him. You can tell how intelligent he is and how much hockey IQ he's going to bring into a lineup one day. Another one, Cooper Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
I stuck to this name for a number of reasons. So we got Will Zellers in the Colorado acquisition and trade that took place at the deadline, and he's going to be playing at North Dakota coming up this season. Mm-hmm. Well, you got Cooper Simpson that's declaring to play at North Dakota as well. So like, I always look for these moments where guys can start building chemistry and synergistic energy and plays ahead of time before joining their clubs eventually. So Cooper's another guy where like, he's so confident when it comes to taking on defenders, and he's someone else that can get pretty wicked with passing. So you're talking about almost every draft pick that they brought in, besides the accumulation of more left-handed defensemen, guys that can make the offense more creative. Mm-hmm. And where this team is looking to go in a couple of years, if they can get creative when it comes to developing these scoring chances and these offensive opportunities, then you're looking at them breaking a stalemate when it comes to getting goals.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big thing. And I know we want that now in this season. And
I was going to say.
Maybe those questions haven't been answered yet. I understand that from Bruins fans, but you're talking about 2-3 years down the line where like there's some accountable talent out of this draft.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Where are you puckheads at? We're talking Bruins hockey. Get in here, call us. We're also talking Red Sox all show long. I opened up the show, did the first hour on the Sox. I will swing it back to the Sox as we get closer to game time tonight. I get out of here at 6. So if you want to talk Red Sox, 617-779-7937. We're here with Casey Hudson of Nesson joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience live at Fenway here in the WEEI studios. Let me ask you about free agency, because there were a lot of big names out there. None of them became Bruins, and a lot of fans were upset about it. But in the end, it did seem as though through free agency, this team got bigger, stronger, more physical. And I know that's something that Marco Sturm wants to implement here with this culture. And really, that's part of the Bruins brand. I think this team in particular, how it's constructed, feels like they're getting back to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've heard Sturm say it. We've heard a number of interviews around the fact that getting back to that Bruins defensive DNA was kind of like a point of emphasis.
Yeah.
And then the physicality, like they did get stronger in terms of like building out their third and fourth line that much more. And I know a number of fans were frustrated in the investment in the third and fourth line, but this is all speculation. So Let me put an emphasis on that. Considering the system that is run with the LA Kings and the Ontario Reign, you're talking about a hybrid system. So you have to have a lot of two-way play mm-hmm. and accountability out of all of your forwards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the defense happens to change to a hybrid defense as well, then having strong 200-foot players in front of you is going to be an absolute must. If they end up sticking with a zone defense or going back to a zone defense, then you've got forwards that can just fly and be skilled players. But like, depending on what system he implements is why they made the moves that they made. And so you look at a third line that has a good opportunity ahead depending on how they develop and grow and where their chemistry lies going through training camp. But as of right now, daily faceoff projections have it as Tanner Janot at that left wing, Fraser Mitton at the center, and then it was Matty Patra, but it has changed over to Blumel on that right wing there. That's probably going to be a big competition to look for coming up for training camp, because you're talking about Blumel, who has a very decorated AHL career, can put up a magnificent amount of points, has a bit of a bigger stature on him. And when we talked to Ty Anderson the other week on the Hockey Hub, he just mentioned the fact that like you saw moments where Patra kind of got bullied around on the ice and stuff like that, but he wants to see him back at center. I don't know if that's going to be a thing, because Fraser Mitton is sitting at 6'2". He can score, and he has a hard to ignore net front presence. Yeah. So there's going to be a number of competitions here where players that can put up points but can also have that frame on them to be equally as bullish as their opponents will come into play.
I'm all for competition. I mean, especially with a new coach, a new direction, a new feel, a new attitude. Yeah, like bring the competition on and may the best man win. I think that's only going to make your hockey team better. We'll close it with this before we go to break. You know, I as a gambling man, I'm always trying to figure out how many wins does this team have?
Oh.
I'm looking at the Eastern Conference now from last season. The record I have them at would not have got you in the postseason, okay? Doesn't mean it won't next season. I am right around 40 wins for this team. So I've looked at 40-win teams and where they were in the standings. My gut is I'm looking right at a team right now that I think in a lot of ways the season could play out like this. I thought the Detroit Red Wings last season underachieved for the talent that they have. But I do like the team that they have, and they were really in it until pretty much the end of the regular season, okay? They were 39-35 and just missed the postseason, right? I think I'm around there. I think I'm around 40 wins or so for this team. So that would be 40-33, 39-35, somewhere in that range. Mm-hmm. Are you with me on that? My question is two-part. Are you with me in that win range total? And second part, is that enough in the East to get you a wild card? Because I don't know if it's going to be again.
That's the scary part.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah, because I look, I could see 41 wins.
Okay, so we're around the same range.
Yeah, I could see 41 wins. What makes me nervous is, sorry, Boston, you're looking at a really young Montreal team that pushed its way into playoffs last year.
Yeah.
You're talking about a Blue Jackets team that was right there on the cusp, you know.
And they have 40.
A very defeating fallout at the end there where you really thought they were going to see the postseason.
Yep. So them, Red Wings, Rangers, all in that. Rangers had 39. Talk about underachieving for that talent.
Yeah.
That's a whole different world.
And the Rangers are going to try to punch back this upcoming season.
Yeah.
Granted, you never know what their identity is going to be, and somehow they still kind of try to swing in the mix there. They're going to probably bring back some more stability to their lineup.
Sure.
And then you're talking about a Florida Panthers team, unignorable, unfortunately. A Carolina team, unignorable, unfortunately. Yeah. So, yeah, I could see them in the mix for 41 wins. I think when we chatted on chat one of these recent episodes, it was more so like potential upsets that one could see.
Yeah.
And they played Tampa Bay very close a number of times in this previous season, and this is not my verbiage, but I have colleagues back in Tampa that have mentioned like a hindrance for a very talented Tampa team is that they're too skilled.
Yep. So
when you come in with that physical edge and capability, like you can wear them out or you can force them out of their structure and style of play and steal a win or two. So a Bruins team that's going to be more defensively stout, going to have a bigger 200-foot game amongst all of their players and, you know, a healthy defense. Let's not take away from the fact that like some of the key pillars of this Bruins roster didn't even play like, what, 80% of last season?
That's true.
So you bring that back and a more confident Jeremy Swayman, like, yeah, they can hit 41, 42, 43 wins.
Yeah.
Because there's a number of these games, especially October and November. Like, sometimes you don't see teams' best hockey. I remember looking at the Panthers a number of times and be like, there's no way they're going to a postseason. And they play their best hockey January throughout. So there's some wins that are stealable for this Bruins team, being defensively sound and stout October and November.
Hey, you mentioned if they can get up to 42, 43 wins. The Devils were 42-33 last season and did make the postseason.
Right.
So that was the lowest win total team in the East that made it. And the Canadiens, who you mentioned, they had 40. So right there, 40-42. If you can get in that range, you may have a shot to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Look, you talked about the Lightning there. We know you're in Tampa for a long time in your career.
Not cause drama.
Did you cover one GOAT, Tom Brady, and his Super Bowl season in Tampa?
Oh, I did.
You did.
I covered all of Tom Brady
all right.
in Tampa Bay.
When we come back, would you be willing to talk a little Patriots with me?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll do it.
Absolutely.
We'll do it. All right. 617-779-7937. We're doing everything here on the Travis Thomas Experience. We did an hour of Red Sox. We just gave you a Bruins fix. I mean, when we come back, we're talking Patriots training camp. What more do you want from me? I'm live at Fenway. I mean, we got all the business here. 617-779-7937. Call me. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter as well. When we come back, we're talking Patriots training camp because Drake May is throwing absolute darts. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox dropped game one of their three-game series against the Dodgers last night by a final score of 5-2. They play game two tonight with coverage starting here on WEEI at 6:15 with the Mass Mutual pregame show with our good friend Joe Weil. It's a marquee pitching matchup tonight. The Pig, Garrett Crochet, on the bump for our Boston Red Sox. On the opposite side of him is Clayton Kershaw for the Los Angeles Dodgers. First pitch is at 7:15. Pats have wrapped up day four of training camp. Former second-round draft pick Jalen Polk was absent yet again. He is yet to appear at a Pats training camp practice. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's your trending here on WEEI, WEEI.com. More Travis Thomas Experience coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Travis Thomas Experience. Take your phone call 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Get at me. That was Mike Vrabel. Just happy to be here at training camp. It is all love there at Patriots training camp. I've been all over it. We sent George Bielecki of NESN to camp this week on day one, and he reported for us at NESN and said everything. Like, you could just feel the difference in last year's training camp where, you know, obviously it was a new coaching staff. I'm not going to take any shots here at Gerard Mayo, but it was a new coaching staff. They're trying to figure it out. Trying to figure out personnel. It was a coach's first time doing a lot of these things. And this year, George was telling me the difference of a guy in there who knows exactly what to do, who has been there, done that, and has a T-shirt, and Mike Vrabel. Even in the question there, you heard, hey, you not only are coaching this now, but you've been here as a player as well in Patriots training camp. So it is going swimmingly so far. This first week now behind us, looking forward to the upcoming week, and certainly the pads on and these guys starting to hit each other for the love of all things football. So, you know, I've been talking about this all show long. Travis Thomas joined by Casey Hudson of Nesson. I've been talking about this all show long, this viral video I've seen, because there are fans at camp, and there are so many videos and different angles of an absolute dot that Drake May threw to Pop Douglas. It did not look scripted. It looked off platform. It looked like play breakdown. Drake May using that athleticism, rolling out, throwing an absolute spiral beauty, throwing a football over those mountains, Uncle Rico style, to Pop Douglas in stride for a touchdown. The crowd goes nuts. I hope we see that all season long. I really do. The only way you're going to do it, though, this offensive line must be better. But I'll be honest with you, Case. I think it has to be better because there's no bleeping way it could be worse than what we've seen the last few seasons.
As long as you've been around football, don't you know better than to say that?
It can always get worse.
Because it can get bleeping worse. You know how? Because then you're looking at your second and your third stringers to come in and try to keep that rope tight in the trenches. And yeah. I have felt that brutality from a distance, obviously, because I'm not putting my hand in the dirt.
Right.
Covering the Bucks, like, you hope that health can withstand and then it falls apart. So, yes, we're going to hope for help. But, yeah, honestly, when I was looking through the socials and stuff just to kind of keep a pulse on camp, because I do get a chance to chat with George about it, I think that I was reading that it was fully off script, that Drake May just decided to make a split decision in the moment.
Right.
And show him what he's got. And what I love about this is, like, we're seeing him continue to mold and discover his leadership style. A big point of emphasis on that was piecing together and bringing the guys out to Carolina and making sure that they had off-season time together. And you can tell that he's been so dedicated to making sure that this system helps him take that next step as a sophomore quarterback. But I think part of the excitement of seeing that and seeing the rumors that he did go off script there is one of the highlights, and tell me if I'm wrong here, of Drake May and all of his potential was his moments of doing those risk it biscuit plays and just timing it accordingly. So if he can do those things and obviously not stress about the offensive line in front of him, and we got to talk about the fact that he actually has a pretty decent release time too. So while the offensive line is trying to figure everything out, you're talking about a guy that really just has to zone in on, like, his strengths and make sure he's connecting with his wide receivers. And I feel like he's going to continue to make such executive decisions in those moments. And you talked about me covering a guy such as the name of Tom Brady.
Woo.
Well, that's what also made him great. Yeah. Those situational moments to be like, I'm seeing this and I'm going to bite the bullet on it in the moment. We're going to see how it pays out.
Well, one of the people who helped Tom become Tom was Josh McDaniels.
Right.
And now Drake May gets an opportunity to learn from him and to work with him. And I've been saying, I actually think he's the X factor in a lot of ways for the Patriots season. Schematically, I do believe you can help a quarterback who may not have all day in the pocket.
Right.
To throw the football or to pick up the phone and call someone because his offensive line is keeping people off of him.
Yep.
That's not going to be the case here. So, you know, I think schematically there are things you can do to get the ball out of his hands very quickly. Tom did that.
Yeah.
It helped him. I also think, too, with Drake, you know, unlike Tom, Drake is a superior athlete terms of running.
Yeah.
He is mobile. He can scramble.
Mm-hmm.
Tom worked on his footwork within the pocket. Tom wasn't running away from anyone.
No, when we saw Tom run in Tampa, everybody held their breath because that was a terrifying, exciting, yet terrifying
and sight. Slow.
Yeah.
Drake May, that's not Drake May. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not Lamar Jackson, but he can tuck it in. He can run.
Absolutely.
And we actually saw it last season. It was just running for his life.
Yes.
Right? I think now, and this is where you and I talk about a lot in our own careers, I think now you have to be more intentional with a Drake May. And I believe Josh McDaniels can do that.
Yeah.
Again, not saying I don't want to see him in a tush push Jalen Hurts, okay? I don't want to see him Lamar. But I do think there are moments you can give him the okay. Hey, Drake, if this play breaks down because our receivers suck, no one's open, and you need to take off. You have the green light. Protect yourself. Get down, get out of bounds, whatever. Don't take any unnecessary hits. I think he's smart enough to do that. But I also have never seen that from Drake May. I've been watching him going back to UNC. Mm-hmm. All I've seen is him running for his life.
Right.
So I want to see if Josh McDaniels can sort of schematically get the ball out of his hands so that it's not these long developing plays where he's holding on the ball too long and then he gets blasted. Get the ball out of there and then get him on the move too. Use some of that athleticism. I think if Josh McDaniels can do that, it's only going to help Drake May develop.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, May actually talked about it this week, kind of making sure that game plan wise that he's not relying on the run or going to run as quickly as he has formerly.
Yeah.
And it's perfectly as you said, like he was running for his life previously. A lot of that being the offensive line, a lot of that him just being new. I mean, first year in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think now he can probably better strategize when to kind of take those moments. But then the other thing that I think is going to help is there's some plays that you saw executed where it's just like the receiver wasn't there.
Yeah.
So like that's going to help with timing and cadence and speed that process up, making sure that he has that guy or hopefully two wide receivers that are like, I know where I need to be.
Sure.
And I need to be there for my quarterback, because that's going to make sure that he is sticking to a quick release or even like speeding that up.
Yeah.
So I think a part of it is hesitation too, as he tries to get more chemically balanced and chemistry balanced with his wide receivers.
Sure. I think that's well said. I'll tell you another thing we're not talking about. We've talked receivers. We talk offensive line, Drake May's development, Josh McDaniels, Vrabel, of course. One thing you can do to help a young quarterback is give him a damn defense.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, because we even going back to the offensive side, we have questions with the run game, too. We don't know. Ramondre Stevenson, is he the guy? Does he have fumbleitis? Like, can you cure that? Is this Travion Henderson kid from Ohio State, the Rook? Mm-hmm. Is he going to step up? So we don't know a lot in terms of the run game. I'm looking at this defense like, all right, especially earlier in the season – where the schedule is a little beneficial. I'll bring it up now, Case. But, yeah. You know, listen, I think early in the season, this defense is going to have to carry the Patriots for a number of reasons. I think number one, offenses in general, even with a veteran like Brady, those early, you know better than I do, those early games in Tampa, the Super Bowl year, the early games that season, it took them a while to get going, and the offense was very stagnant. I think in general, offense is harder. It takes a little more time. It's timing. It's precision. Yep. It's we all have to be in sync, and that takes time. And then eventually you gel, you know, midway through, you figure it out, and by the end of the season, you're a well-oiled machine offensively.
Right.
Early on in the season, I think this defense is going to have to carry this team. You open at home against the Raiders. That is not some explosive offense. Come in, stop Ashton Jeanty. The
right,
end.
Run the ball down.
Like Geno Smith's not going to beat anyone. Okay, stop.
You got to stop saying
it. I'm not going to stop saying it because it's Geno. Then you go to Miami. I know it's tough to play down there. That is a rock'em sock'em offense. So you better come ready to play or Tua can light you up. So I think, again, that's another situation where the defense is going to have to show up, be the calling card. Then you're back home, Aaron Rodgers comes here. That's not going to be some explosive offense, but DK Metcalf, who we'll talk about next break, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, they have to be respected. Carolina comes here. Bryce Young and the Panthers finished the season really hot at the end of last season. That offense was cooking. And then, obviously, you go to Josh Allen. So this is just the first month I'm talking about. Your defense is going to be tested throughout that. And then the schedule gets a little softer here, Case. Right. You go to New Orleans. They're a mess. I think they're tanking for Arch Manning. That's another topic for another day. You go to Tennessee against a rookie quarterback. You get the Browns. I mean, what can they do besides nothing? So that's where I think your offense, as you get out of that first month, and the schedule really gets soft, your offense should be able to start making some hay at that point. But I think defensively, the Patriots have an opportunity. We'll see. But I think they have an opportunity certainly from a talent standpoint, and Vrabel being who he is. I think this defense, the way the schedule sets up, they have a chance to be special.
Absolutely. I mean, like you said it. Schematically, they can be very creative, and he's got the talent back there to make it work. I do agree with defense has to probably set the tone for where the season's going to go for the Patriots, because not to draw it back to Tampa Bay, but it's actually perfect. Like
yeah.
When Brady got to Tampa, There was issues going on with the offensive line. I remember people losing their mind at Robert Hainsey ending up taking reps at center, and like Tom was so particular about everything that his center needed to do. On that note, there is there has been a highlighted competition at center for the Patriots. The rookie coming in has been making waves and getting chatter going. So you could be looking at something that comes together pretty quickly, hopefully, for that offensive line. But they had a rough matchup on the road versus the Saints, them being Tampa Bay. The Falcons almost all consistently had them against the ropes, and then they started to find that rhythm, but everything came down to what tone did the defense set. Was the defense okay being on the field as long as they were game after game after game?
Right.
That's the next big portion of all of this. So I think that that is completely accurate while the offense tries to find their way and kind of get that rhythm down packed. But I feel like they'll have an opportunity to maybe pick that up a little bit quicker, in a sense, because, yes, we're not sure what the running back group is going to look like, and I know you're not high up on him, but Stephon Diggs wasn't looked at as a wide receiver one down in Houston.
Yeah.
So now he's going to be back in a position where he can do that. And the last time that he had that, had to shoulder that responsibility, he stepped up. The numbers were there.
Yeah. I'm going to give you an analogy that I feel like Diggs is here. Because you mentioned Houston, I'm glad you did. Houston, at the time they acquired him, I thought that's genius from a Houston standpoint, because they had two really young, very good wide receivers and a really young, very good quarterback in C.J. Stroud. And then a veteran running back. There's news today, Joe Mixon's going to miss the preseason because of an injury. So he's, you know, he's a veteran running back in Joe Mixon. He has a hurt ankle, by the way. But Mixon's a veteran running back, but he's a bell cow. He's one of the guys, you give it to him 25 times a game. He's kind of old school in that way. So they had everything there in place already. And I thought bringing in a Stephon Diggs is so smart, because it's another veteran, and it's a guy who at this stage of his career, I imagine he has to want to win and not make it all about him. And he did a really great job of that there. He just got hurt. He got hurt, you know, but he was playing pretty well. But he wasn't asked to be a number one. So here's my analogy. I actually thought the best move for Stephon Diggs this offseason was to stay in Houston, because now they've had injuries with those young wide receivers, and they would need him more, but he was already in the system. But instead, he cashed out, which I understand, which is my analogy. I think the Patriots settled. You know how a lot of people will settle in relationships all the time? You're out there for however long, you're looking for a specific thing, people say you're too picky, and then eventually you either stick to your guns, double down on it, or you start lowering the standards a bit.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you've settled. I believe what happened here is Stephon Diggs hit the lottery, quite literally, because the Patriots settled. I think they tried for a DK Metcalf, and we'll get into that on my next segment here. I think they thought T. Higgins was going to hit the market. I think they thought Chris Godwin was going to hit the market. There were guys who they targeted. I can go all the way back to Ayuk in San Francisco, when he pretty much used the Patriots and other teams just to drive up the price so he could get a contract with the 49ers.
Yeah.
So I think what happened is the well went dry, and they said, well, we got to get somebody. And instead of just thinking, all right, let's get aggressive in the draft and maybe get a Travis Hunter or whatever, they decided we'll overpay for Stephon Diggs and we will settle. That's why I'm hard on him. I think they got a Stephon Diggs and paid him what they did out of desperation, because it's such a need, and they struck out everywhere else.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite.
You think he'll come off of injury and sort of not get back to like prime Buffalo numbers, but close?
Yeah, I do, because we're talking about somebody that you can't put in the injury prone category.
No, you can't.
Talking about a wide receiver who we can just riddle off injury after injury after injury. So like the timeline in terms of him being ahead of his timeline for one, not being an injury ridden player for two, and he may have known to adapt to a wide receiver two role when he got to Houston.
Yes.
But let's not forget when he first got there, that was an adjustment to him. It was
new. It was.
He wasn't fully expected to like be put in that position. And then he addressed the media to say, I'm just going to do my part and do my role.
Yeah.
another thing to point out in this sense why I don't think the Patriots settled is, like, that might have been what worked for a young Houston team. But you're also looking at a number of games, if he didn't get injured, where, like, in that moment, regardless of injuries, period, he would have been the wide receiver one game plan wise, because he would have had the best experience to attack and exploit a certain defense. So I think that it can change in terms of where he is your actual weapon versus, like, somebody who's going to be able to speak to these younger guys and help them step up in different games.
So right.
When you don't have much time and you know he knows how to exploit a certain defense, you're going to go to him. And I think that his timeline of recovery is very encouraging, but then also, like, I just don't want to disrespect what his statistics and what, you know, he was doing in the NFL before he went to Houston. So I don't think it was desperate, and I don't think he's particularly overpaid. I think that if you take Houston off the board, period, what did Stephon Diggs want next in his career? What the Patriots just offered.
Yeah, you're right.
So
he wanted to be the guy.
Yeah. And now he can be the guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, he took money, he got paid, but, like, you're, when you talk to people about this Patriots team, how many people really think it's going to take 5 years to get this team off the ground?
Right.
Not many.
Right.
So, like, I trust the fact that, like, Vrabel's never been that, like, we can get a Metcalf, that's the biggest name, he can do all these things, but does Metcalf fit my system?
Mm-hmm.
If I ask him to do this in a situational moment, can he do it?
Right.
And I think that we've seen sometimes, like, wavering, where when Metcalf has to be the guy day in and day out, like, it only adds up so many times.
Yeah.
So
You may be right. The other thing about Diggs, too, where you could be right, is look how quickly he's recovered from this injury.
It's pretty bonkers.
Looks great.
I know it was funny, but seeing him chase this puppy around, I wouldn't have even made
that was scary. Attempt
to go under the railing.
I know.
And get it. Like, I probably would have hopped over, protected my knees.
He was
and my
fast,
back.
Too.
Like, he went for it.
Yeah, he did.
So, yeah, I think he gets so much heat on his name for a number of reasons, but I can't help but think when he first got to Houston, the expectation wasn't, I'm going to adapt to wide receiver two. Like, he thought he was going to still be one of the top dogs, adjusted for the sake of the team. Yeah, there was still a bunch of conversation
played
around
well.
That, but, like, if Houston didn't exist, what did he want next in his career?
Right.
It's what he has now.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll say this, too. I can't wait to every Sunday see some cutaways of Cardi B.
I think they broke up.
They broke up?
Yeah.
No way. Is that confirmed?
I'm not a pop culture girl, but, like, you know, when you open the timeline on Instagram, it just, like, draws you in. It honestly drives me crazy. But, like, a lot of rumors.
That's what the streets are saying?
Streets were saying.
Okay. I'm going to investigate this. I'm going to investigate this during the break.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, I want the same treatment as Travis and Taylor get. I want cutaways of Cardi B every Patriots game. That's what I want. Hey, I have a ton of calls. You got the Bruins fans riled up here. I got some Bruins calls on hold. I have a Bill Belichick call from my guy Chris. How about Jay in North Carolina wanting to get involved? He doesn't even have Wi-Fi, and he's still listening to us. So when I come back, I'm going to take some phone calls. Case, you're the best. I mean, honestly, I want you to hang around here. I don't know if I'd love to buy you a Fenway Frank. I don't know if it's even possible to do today with all this protest going on.
Came
but
with your company for the
it's the best. Tonight. It's the best. I just appreciate you coming by the studio. Now you know where it is. We'll make this a thing. Every time I'm here at Fenway, I always let you know because you pretty much live here at Fenway at this point in time. When we come back, I'll tell you a move the Patriots can make that can make them a bona fide playoff team, and it won't cost that much to do it. I'll even lay out what that could look like, and I'll take your calls. Rob, Chris, and Jay, I'm coming to you when we come back here on the Travis Thomas Experience, live from Fenway on WEEI.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. We've been talking everything here. Obviously, big game tonight, Red Sox, Dodgers. I'm at Fenway partying. It's fantastic. I hope after last night the Sox can get a win. I mean, I know what I'm getting out of Crochet. Pure filth and dominance, like I always get. The question is, will he get run support? He doesn't need much. He doesn't need much. I mean, can we get him a run or two or three, please? Honestly, I made this comparison to start the show today. It's like a great NFL defense. All the great all-time defenses, like early Patriot Super Bowls with Brady when he was young, those defenses were the same way. It was like, just get us 20, 23, 17 points, and we'll close the deal, no problem. Just get us to that number, and we can win. That's how I feel when Crochet's on the mound. Give them a couple runs, and they'll be fine, and they need a win tonight. Just like he bailed you out against the Cubs. you know, he's bailed you out all year. He's bailed you out all year, but that's what an ace does. So I think tonight, he'll be lights out, and they'll get him a couple runs, and they'll get a win and get back in this series. Last night, the offense was just lifeless. I don't know what the hell. I mean, there was no sense of urgency. Bayo wasn't great, but he wasn't terrible. I thought he pitched well enough to win if he had got run support. He did not. So we're talking Red Sox all show long, 617-779-7937. If you want to talk your baseball team, I'll take predictions for tonight and tomorrow. I'm here at Fenway tomorrow as well. I go on after the game tomorrow until 6. So hit me up. I'll take any predictions for the Dodgers series, your thoughts on what this team has looked like since the All-Star break and the second half of the season has started. And I also, I gave a wish list in my first hour of who I wanted to see this team add. Not stand pat, not sell, add at the deadline. I'll do that again before I leave at 6. If you want to weigh in on it and tell me your wish list, it is Christmas. It's Christmas in hot-ass July. Give me your wish list. I am Santa. You can't sit on my lap. It's too hot. 617-779-7937. Tell me your wish list for this Red Sox team. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. All right. I want to get to the phone calls here. I teased that I can tell you a move or two the Patriots can do before the football season to make the postseason. I'll do that at 5 o'clock. Right now, I want to get to my guys, Rob and Chris. They've been on hold so long, I grew an afro. I started the day bald, but they've been on hold for so long that I have hair. Let's go to Rob on line one, Tom, to get it started. Rob, what's happening, brother? I had Casey Hudson in here talking hockey. I know you want to talk Bruins with me. What's up?
Hi, Travis and Casey. I think that what you really need is an honest evaluation about the Bruins and all the multiple issues that they face, and I don't think you guys are hitting them at all. One is this team has no talent under the age of 25. You just got a first-round draft choice. He's going back to college. They're dismantling this team. So you saw exactly what you had at the end of last year. That's what you're going to have this year. And Casey's talking about getting tougher and stronger on defense. Well, was it 2 years ago when we got Zadorov, who's tough but old and slow? And 50% of this team has a contract for 7, 8, 9 years, and they're garbage. They're absolutely nothing. There's no talent on this team. They can't do anything. The ice hockey and the NHL is speed, all about speed. And if you've got old and slow people, you're not going to catch them. Nor do they even have talent to put the puck in the net. Nor do they even have talent to keep the puck out of the net. And it's all Sweeney, Neely, and Jacobs. And they own it because they built it, and they're going to watch this team go right into the gutter. And you're looking at Blackhawks. You're not looking at playoffs. You're looking at going down to the rock bottom of where they are. That's your bottom line. This team is going to make the playoffs. Are you kidding me? If you went to any average Bruins fan and said, hey, who did we pick up in the offseason? They'd be like, who is it? What are they doing? Who are they? Because Sweeney doesn't know what he's doing. He's horrible at drafting. He will never take a chance on the big trade. And he just lets his team go to nothing. And he knows Jacobs will never fire him. And Sweeney and Neely, they're together. They own it. And I tell you what they built is absolutely garbage. This team has no speed. Pastrnak, he's going to be useless to you because they can't put the puck in the net. There's no talent around him. Swayman can't play because he's got no defense around him. And there's no speed on this team. There's no talent on this team. And there's nothing under 25 that this team looks for and says, hey, we got that coming to us. So what you saw at the end of last year for last third, that's what you're going to see this year and going forward because there's nothing coming.
Rob,
there's nothing that keeps you up at night.
I said I think this team's going to win 39 to 40 games next season. You're below that, yes?
39, 40 games, you're in dreamland. You're in dream.
What do you see, Rob? What do you see?
What you just saw at the end of last year. What'd you see? They traded away most of what they call talent on the team. Tell me what's talent on this team.
Rob, I'm just trying to get a prediction before I go to break. So they were 33 and 39 last year. You think they'll be worse, the same? Which one?
Oh, they're going to be worse.
Worse.
They're going to be worse.
Okay. All right, so yeah. You're thinking one of the worst teams in hockey? Are we talking like San Jose Sharks here?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm talking Blackhawks. And I'd like to Blackhawks. See somebody hold Neely and Sweeney. Yeah, Chicago Blackhawks. I'd like to see somebody hold Neely and Sweeney to the same level that you're holding the Patriots to or the Red Sox to.
Name All right, somebody hey, that Sweeney's strong done. Stuff. Strong stuff, Rob. I appreciate it. I got to go to a break. Casey, lucky for you, is still around here. So I'll get her back involved when we come back. I'll give you my Patriots take, too. Hey, Chris, stay on hold. I know you want to talk Belichick with me, but Rob was too busy telling us how bad our hockey team is. So the Blackhawks, for reference, 25 and 46 last season. Although, if you talk to a Blackhawks fan, they're feeling pretty optimistic, unlike Mr. Pessimism in Rob. But if you do feel that way, 617-779-7937, where do you weigh in on the Bruins? We talked Bruins a couple segments ago. I'm willing to take those calls all show long because that's how I do. Chris, stay on hold. When I come back, I'll get to you with the Belichick take. We'll hear from Casey Hudson from the top rope on that call, and then I'll talk some Patriots trades that they should make to get in the postseason. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.